When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness from TikTok, and also Mental Illness from Instagram. And I'm tweeting a little bit more now too. I'm tweeting now a little bit. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a self-aware narcissist. I am diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. Yep, I know it might blow your mind, and I know you heard narcissists can't be aware. Boop, 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 boop. Here I am. I've been in therapy for 4 years, and the purpose of this channel is to bring awareness to narcissistic personality disorder and mental health issues in a whole, and to, you know, in the process, validate survivors and victims. All the other good stuff combined into one narcissistic package. Today's episode is going to be about the potential of a narcissist, dating on potential, holding on to that potential, hurting yourself, thinking about that potential. Because a lot of times, you know, I'm doing my one-on-ones now, and a lot of times the survivors I speak to on my one-on-ones I do on Zoom, a lot of times people get caught up on the potential of that narcissist or possible narcissist or toxic person or whatnot. And it kills me, you know, because holding on to that potential can ruin your life. Like, and I'll talk to women, and they'll be like, look, he was just so good at the beginning, like the love bombing and whatever. I know he can do it. You know, I know he has the possibility to do it. He has the capability of doing it. He has the potential. So that's why I just keep trying to get back to the beginning of the relationship. I just keep trying to get back to that, you know, to that first person. You know what it is, you know, if I can get that potential out of him, he'll become who I need him to be. And y'all, yes, I know women can be narcissists as well. I just talk to more women than I do men. I talk to men as well. I've spoken to a lot of narcissistic men or survivors as well. So, I mean, narcissist survivors that are men as well. So I just say he a lot because I am a man, and that's, I'm just telling my side of the story. And I tell people, I'm like, look, that potential did come out of that person. That potential did come out of him. And it became who you have right now. This person is that potential. That potential you saw in the beginning became this. That potential didn't sit there. It didn't stall. It turned into kinetic energy and became the person that is abusing you, possibly narcissistically, you know, narcissistic abuse. So I tell them that, and they kind of, I can kind of see their body language shift, and their hearts kind of break. Like, look, that's who they are. This is who they are right now. Like, this person that you fell in love with, the person that love bombed you and gave you everything that you ever wanted, and, you know, made you all these promises about the future and stuff like that. This is who they really are. This is that potential, you know, exemplified, personified. You know, this is it. And what, as the kids say, this is their potential in 4K. Because the potential doesn't just sit there. The potential becomes who they really are, you know. Dating a narcissist is, or toxic person, y'all know everybody's not a narcissist. But dating a narcissist is, you know, like dating in reverse. Because the high part is at the beginning, you know. The high part of the relationship with a narcissist is at the beginning. And you at the top of the hill or the top of the roller coaster, and you riding all the way down. You know, it goes from promises about the future, kids, houses, all this stuff, and it's going downhill. Less love, less affection, less, you know, less communication, less everything. And then you get to the bottom of that hill and you're unhappy, but that narcissist is happy, because this is the narcissist state right here. This is their base state, is at the bottom of the hill, and you want to get back to the top of the hill. So you're trying to push the roller coaster back to the top of the hill, and they are comfortable. They're fighting against you. They're trying to keep you down here. You know, they're like, why are you trying to get back to the beginning of the relationship? You say, like, let's go back to the beginning. Like, treat me how you used to treat me. You're like, no, this is how I'm supposed to treat you right here. This is what you deserve. This is how our relationship is going to be from this point forward. And you either have to accept that, or you have, you know, and alter how you live, or you have to move on. Because very rarely, you know, do narcissists go to therapy, because therapy is, you know, it's pretty much stigmatized and frowned upon. Like, if I go to therapy, that means I'm crazy and you're right and I'm wrong. Da 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 this. You know what I mean? So, like I said, dating a narcissist is like dating in reverse. The high part is at the beginning. You might, you know, I'm not saying that there's the high part, the beginning is the only good part, because you can have good parts. You know, a roller coaster, it starts off high, it goes low, comes back high, goes low, comes back high. And every time I ask somebody to describe their relationship with a narcissist, it's always the roller coaster. It's never a flat line or it goes uphill. It's always roller coaster. You know what I mean? And then, like I say, if you're watching this, the roller coaster goes to the bottom. It never comes back as high as it was at the beginning. Like, that's how the narcissist relationship goes. It starts at the top of the hill, goes to the bottom, and it comes back up, but never, see, it started right here. It never reaches that peak again. It's always down here. It's a roller coaster down here. You have ups and downs, but the ups are still lows. The ups are still below the average of relationship. The ups are still not enough for you, you know? And you've been with this person so long that, you know, they break from you, and you start to accept that. You accept that, you know, that lower ups. You accept the lower highs right there. And like I said, I talked to a lady today who actually ran across, like, I know this person in real life. You know, I know this woman in real life. She called me, talk, she's a real estate agent. She called me talking about some real estate stuff, and then she shifted to my YouTube. She's like, I was watching somebody on YouTube, and your video popped up, and I was like, oh my God, I know him in real life. I had an hour-long conversation about that, and that's what she said. She gave me this. She said, you got to stop marrying. You have to stop marrying potential, because you end up divorcing reality. And I was like, whoa. And that's just the truth right there. She said, you have to stop marrying potential, because you'll end up divorcing reality, because the potential of that person, it will get you caught up, because it's not really them. You know, that's why I tell people, when you're dating a narcissist or you're starting to date anybody, point blank period, just take it slow, because the truth shows itself. You know, the real person will eventually come out. The real person will eventually show themselves. You just got to take it slow. And I'm wiping my face off because it's hot in this building. I need to get an air conditioner in here. But, you know. But, yeah, stop dating. Stop trying to get back to the beginning, because, like, in the narcissist's mind, every time you ask the narcissist to go back to the beginning of the relationship, you make a narcissist feel like that they're not enough. And that's the worst thing you can do to a narcissist, to make them feel like they are not doing enough for you. Even though they really are not doing enough for you. You tell them that they are not doing enough for you, and it could trigger them. He's like, wait, so I'm not good enough for you? Oh, you don't really care, but you never really love me. You know, you want too much. You're too needy. See, there you go. You want to go back to the beginning of the relationship where they were treating you really, really good. Then now you're becoming too needy because you requested it, you know? So what do I say? You got to stop dwelling on the potential of people and start getting to that reality. That's why I say a narcissist, the speed is the narcissist's best weapon, because that's why we try to move fast. That's why we have to move fast, because if we take it too slow with you, you'll see the real us. You'll see that potential. You'll see the real person. You'll see the reality. You'll no longer see that potential. You'll start to see the reality of us, and you might not like us as much. And I know people on my TikTok and Instagram and stuff like that, they always leave comments like, but if they really just showed us who they are, we would still love them anyway. You can say that. But then when they show you who they really are, you don't love them no more. You want to go back to the beginning. You know what I mean? It's like, if they just showed us who they really are from the beginning, we could just love them for who they are. Like, if they show you who they are from the beginning, in the narcissist's brain, if we show you who we really are, you won't like us. And even with me doing my TikTok or me doing my YouTube and my Instagram and stuff like that, people still, like, I have stalker accounts hitting me up. I had this one dude on TikTok, and just, he's probably made 1,000 videos about me. And when I make one video about him, people are just like, oh, he's just hurt. He's hurting. You got to leave him alone. I'm like, man, get out of here. You go, like, a man has made 1,000 videos about me, and somehow he's the hurt one. Like, come on now. But I don't take him seriously. If you're on the podcast, there was me making a poop sound with my lips. You know what I mean? But yeah, but to get to the reality of people, to avoid this potential dilemma, like potential dilemma, quote unquote potential. You know what I mean? Start getting to the reality of people. Slow down. Take your time. I know especially when you get older, and I hear this in my one-on-ones, like, that's like older people move fast. Other old folks like to move fast, and like, you get caught up with narcissists. And y'all, if you get out of a relationship, take it slow into the next relationship. Go have fun, but don't, I'm telling you, you'll leave one narcissistic relationship, one toxic relationship or whatever, and you'll hop right into a worse one. Because you'll tell, because you're so hurt, you've been bottling all these feelings up so long, you haven't been hurt for so long, the first person that shows you some love and attention is going to get you, sweep you off your feet, and drop you right on your head. Slow down. Slow it down. I've seen a couple of people in my real life, I watch them get out, and they know me. They know I'm the self-aware narcissist. Don't ask me for no info. Just hop right into another relationship. I'm just watching them, man. I'm just like, I've been talking to my wife, like, look at that. So, y'all, I'm about to cut this thing short, y'all, because I have a lot more work to do today. But, y'all, I'll be going live on YouTube a little bit more. And guess what? I'm going live with my wife soon. I'm going live with a self-aware narcissist woman soon. I'm going to have more guests on my YouTube as opposed to going live on TikTok and stuff like that. Because TikTok live is it's lit, but it's too many people. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Like, subscribe for more. I'm really, truly appreciative of every single one of y'all, even the people who don't like me. I'm going to try to win you over if you don't like me. I'm going to try. I might not succeed, but I have to try. Anyways, y'all, I really, really appreciate y'all. I'm truly thankful for each. Like I said, again, I'm repeating myself because I'm tired. Anyways, y'all, much love. Peace.